Sometimes you don't appreciate what you've got until you lose it. 60,000 services are gradually being returned after a fire at a Telstra exchange in Warrnambool last Thursday knocked out landlines, mobiles, internet and EFTPOS across a part of southwest Victoria. Kirsten Vaness reports from Dunkeld, where some people are enjoying a life without distraction, and others, particularly teenagers, are trying to cope with like a phone-free world.
Dunkeld is nestled in the picturesque Grampians Mountains and could be considered serene on any given day. This week, it's been even quieter.
It really has shut the Western District down. And we often wonder what Melbourne would be like if the same thing happened there.
Alison Brumley works in a cafe and says ordering stock has been hard without phone lines or ways to email.
When we're out of the area and they're going, oh, send a fax, and you're like, well, we can't. And they're like, oh, well, we don't want to have to handwrite it. And it's like, well, you have to because we can't. And then your phone drops out and, yeah, it's testing.
She says people aren't prepared for no EFTPOS.
It's cash only at the moment and people don't carry it and they're just not used to it, especially we get a lot of tourists.
You're currently in the cafe having a break from work, are you?
I'm having an involuntary day off.
And why is that?
No phone.
Lance is a workplace consultant in Dunkeld. Now, are you losing business and revenue?
We don't know, but yeah, no phone's coming in, so business is restricted.
Across the road at the general store is 19-year-old Brittany Sanford. She misses the internet.
It's just weird not having that internet there because you go in there like every 5 minutes or whatever. You've got nothing to do.
As a 19-year-old, have you ever known a world without internet and Facebook, really?
Facebook, yes, but internet, no.
Dunkeld is a well-known tourist town. Andrew Nan is visiting from Sydney and says it's been strange.
Yeah, we were trying to phone up the hotel here in Dunkeld, but nobody was answering and emailing wasn't working, and so it was as if they'd just dropped off the planet.
Telstra spokesman Bill Mundy says a temporary base station has been brought into Dunkeld and services should be restored soon.
We are hopeful that we'll have a number of communities like Dunkeld connected to a new parent exchange in Melbourne, South Melbourne.
So life should eventually return to normal, or will it? Back at the cafe, Alison is hoping her three teenagers will learn something from the good old days.
Wipe Facebook out and you've got to go and stay with your friends and catch up. So how bizarre. Isn't that old-fashioned?
Dunkeld cafe worker Alison Brumley, Kirsten Vaness the reporter.